Blog Talk Radio.
That was awesome. I just got chills. Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio.
Yeah,
kind of threw me off, Michelle.
I know.
I'm trying to do my intro. But welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today we're going to do another continuation of
We're going to talk about the
Game of Thrones
season 8. What's happened so far in the episode? Where we think it's going to go from here? Because I know a lot of people are upset
about the last episode.
The way the episode has gone so far.
The season, not just the episode, the season.
Yeah, the way the season's gone so far. Me and Young Slim here have a difference of opinion on
the whole entire season.
Nah, it's only really the last episode.
But I didn't really. No, I have a problem. You can't hear?
No, my headphones.
It's all good. Oh, I should have came to sound check.
I did. I could hear then. I came to sound check.
You should have came to sound check.
My headphones were working in sound check.
All right. It's all good. Well, listen.
We have a difference of opinion.
We do.
And, it seems to be a lot of people online are upset with the producers and the direction they've gone with this show.
The writers.
The writers. What I saw earlier online, that there's a petition going around which 485,000 people have signed asking the writers to redo
the season.
Yeah.
Redo the season. They do not like this season.
And
they
want it redone. Well, I think a lot of it is Daenerys fans that are upset with the route they took for Daenerys. Truthfully, I think that's what all the people that are not happy with the way the episode is going is all Daenerys fans.
You think it's all Daenerys?
Yes.
Fueled? I don't think so. Yes. I think it's everybody.
I think it's Daenerys.
I think it's everybody. I feel like they really, really, really just took a left turn when they didn't have to take a left turn.
I don't think so. You're talking about the whole you're talking about the whole thing with Daenerys. How it took a left turn.
It's not just Daenerys. You keep saying it's Daenerys, and
you're so shocked with the route that they went with Daenerys.
I thought Daenerys was ridiculous. I thought the whole Daenerys burning innocent people episode 5 was ridiculous.
That's what she's always done.
No, she hasn't.
Her
character arc was freeing slaves.
If you didn't
first, she would be. All right. You're gonna go from a character. Let's go down the road of Daenerys real quick. I ain't gonna try to take all the time, a bunch of time up by saying this, but look, she starts out as being abused and sold basically as a slave, a sex slave, for her brother. She was sold to Khal Drogo.
I feel like she turned into Khal Drogo.
Well, Listen. Khal Drogo, that was the way of the Dothraki. The way the Dothraki lived, the pillaging and the raping and the stealing and
killing innocent
and
people.
Killing.
And she
that
was okay
Dothraki,
with that.
That was the Dothraki way.
She went along
but
with
that
it.
Was in Vigas Dothrak.
She
in Easteros. That did not happen in Westeros.
She has been out for herself since number one, and that's all she cares about is herself. She even let her husband, Khal Drogo, kill her brother. Because he went against what she wanted.
What? No.
Yes.
No. And no.
Yes.
No. He
turned it. She turned it into the Mad King and her brother. He was
no.
crazy too.
No.
Yes.
Her brother.
I don't see how you.
Her brother.
I'm not shocked by it.
Her brother threatened the life of her unborn baby, put a sword to the stomach of her, and said, "You didn't pay for her, or something like this." I'll give you the baby back, but the deal with Viserys was he gets a queen, I give him a queen, and he gives me an army. That's what her brother was thinking.
Right.
So he felt like since he gave Daenerys to Khal Drogo,
he never got
and then
army.
She got pregnant, he felt like he should have had the army to invade Westeros so he can get his crown back.
Which is right.
But he
that's
never
the deal they made.
That's the deal they made, but he never got that. So he was pissed off. So he put a sword and said, "Hey, you can have the baby. I'll cut the baby out, but you didn't pay for my sister."
Right.
The deal's not complete because you didn't complete your end of the deal. So that's why Viserys did that. That's why he put a sword to
and she
Daenerys
sat there and let him.
Well, he threatened her and her child's life.
With this evil-ass smile on her face and did nothing to stop it. Like, nothing.
Why would you save somebody that's been threatening you,
would
and,
you?
And abusing
yeah.
you your whole entire life?
Don't matter
why would you save somebody
and abusing or not. Would you sit there and let me kill one of your sisters? No, never. I don't care if they were threatening or abusing you or not. You never would. Never. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't let
exactly.
you kill one of my sisters.
Exactly.
But if I was let... All right, now, when I let you kill one of someone that was been abusing me my whole entire life...
I'm just saying, what if it was your sisters that were abusing you? The situation was reversed. Your sister, your brother, whatever. They were abusing you, and...
My whole entire life? And
yeah.
then I finally... And then put a... And then threatened my baby? He threatened her child. He put a sword to her child, to her tummy, and put a sword to her tummy and said, "Hey, I'll cut the baby out. You didn't pay for this bitch." Like, he was her pimp. He was her pimp. He pimped Daenerys out.
I know.
So, I don't want to hear any sympathy for Viserys.
I don't have any sympathy for him, but I don't have any sympathy for Daenerys either.
There is no sympathy
I've
for
Daenerys.
I've never
liked Daenerys. I've never believed Daenerys.
I never thought
she'd be a good queen. I never thought she should sit on the Iron Throne.
My problem with Daenerys is the fact that she burnt innocent people.
And she straight said that
what happened
she was going
to
do.
Misa. Misa.
That's
Misa. Which means mother in High Valyrian.
That was six seasons ago. She ain't that same
Misa.
Person anymore.
What happened to... Hey, I'm going to free the slaves.
That was many seasons ago.
I'm freeing Slaver's Bay. I am not.
She's not that person
what
anymore.
What the hell?
All you, she cares about.
She is that person.
No, she's not.
She is that
no,
person.
Not. People
you
change.
Can't change. Yeah, people do change. But you can't just drastically change a person who's been a hero the whole time.
I would call her a hero.
She was a hero.
No, she's not.
She was a hero. She was a hero.
No, she's not.
Daenerys was a... I didn't like her.
No.
And I don't like her.
No, she's
I've never liked
not
her.
A hero.
But she was a hero.
I don't
agree. Ask Grey Worm if she was a hero. Ask Missandei if she was a hero.
I don't agree.
She freed them from slavery.
So that makes
her
a hero?
She freed Slaver's Bay. She completely...
And?
She's on some Abraham Lincoln shit. She abolished slavery in... Easteros.
And she just, then they turned around, she freed them, and they turned around to fight for her.
So what?
She got
they, but listen,
she
listen,
did
listen,
it. She did
listen,
it for
but
her
fighting
own
for her,
reason.
But listen, but fighting for her is their choice.
She did it for her own selfish reason.
Fighting for her is their choice. It has nothing to do with anything else. Okay? From fighting for her is a choice that the Dothraki and the Unsullied made.
From
they made a choice.
One,
she freed them, and they made a choice to fight for
her. From day one, all she cared about was sitting on the Iron Throne, sitting on the Iron Throne. She don't care who she has to hurt to get there. That is what she wants, to sit on the Iron Throne, and that is what she's going to do. And you know, she straight said, we'll kill them all, like, because Tyrion was telling her, she has, Cersei has all the innocent people in the Red Keep. You're going to kill them? And she said, if I have to.
Well, that's the thing. That's what Cersei was trying to produce.
The innocent people thinking it would stop her.
Yes. Cersei was trying to use, Cersei thought that the people were a weakness.
Like you said.
She was trying to use her mercy, and that's what Daenerys was saying. They think, my enemies think that mercy is, my mercy is a weakness. And that's what Cersei was trying to do. She's like, well, if she's going to take this city, she's going to have to kill if she's going to burn the city, she's going to have to burn down she's going to have to kill thousands of people,
and
innocent people.
She was fine with that. She had no problem doing that.
But Tyrion was like, you can't do this. But this is the problem I have with it. This is the problem I have with it. Is that they surrendered. The Iron Throne was hers. Now, you think if Stannis heard those bells of surrender, he would have killed the rest of the people? No.
Of course not.
But Stannis attacked King's Landing, even after the wildfire, if Stannis heard the bells ringing, there wouldn't have been a slaughter.
She is not Stannis and never has been. Stannis has never killed innocent people because they refused to bend the knee.
Hold on.
Come on.
Hold on. You can't say that. What do you mean? Innocent people and Stannis? We're not going to put innocent people and Stannis in the same sentence.
Come on.
Stannis burnt his daughter. Stannis burned his daughter.
Yeah.
There is no more innocent than that.
Because the Red Queen told him to.
Oh, so if a witch told you, though, like he just said, if a witch told you to burn your daughter, would you do it?
I'm not Daenerys.
Exactly.
I'm not
just like
evil.
You asked me. If
I'm not
if,
the Mad Queen or the Mad King.
Just like you asked me about my sisters, I'm asking you, would you burn your daughter?
Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not, but I'm not sick in the head either.
But,
Stannis
was sick in the head.
I'm not talking about Stannis. I'm talking about Daenerys.
So Daenerys
look at her. Look at her fucking her dad is crazy. Her brother is fucking crazy. Of course she's going to be crazy too. They're all power hungry.
Not always that. Just because your brothers are crazy or your brothers or sisters are crazy doesn't mean that you're going to be crazy. It doesn't mean
there's
that.
There's a 50% chance though.
What?
There's a 50% chance that if your mom's crazy and your dad's crazy and your brothers are crazy that you're going to be fucking crazy too.
All right, so do you feel like, do you have any crazy people in your family?
Who's normal? What's normal?
No, you know what I mean. Crazy. Like, this motherfucker's got...
No,
this guy
I don't have anybody
up.
On antipsychotics or nothing like that.
Okay,
that I'm aware
now,
of.
I'll use myself as an example. My dad is on antipsychotics. And that's a fact. My dad is not a psychopath, but my dad is a crazy guy. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anybody that knows me and knows my dad knows that my dad is a crazy bastard.
Yeah, I know. I met your dad.
Am I a crazy bastard?
You have crazy bastard.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I knew you were going to say that. Not the truth. On the level of my father, my dad is a crazy bastard. Like I'm telling you, he hears voices.
Yeah.
Hears voices. He told me this out of his mouth.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's...
All kinds of... He can't stop doing it. He can't stop his criminal activities. He is crazy. But not just him. It's him, his brothers, his sisters.
It runs in
their family.
Right.
Now, I'm and my siblings are nothing like that. So you just can't say because it's in your blood. It's, it is what it is.
I feel like I'm not shocked by Daenerys. I'm really not.
I am.
I'm not.
I am.
I saw this coming. Like, I'm not
ready. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not
going to
say that I saw it coming, but I'm not going to say that I didn't see it, that I'm shocked by it either. I'm really not shocked by what happened.
You didn't see it coming. You
but
did
I'm not,
not
shocked
see it coming.
By it. I didn't,
you didn't
see it coming.
See it coming. No way.
Honestly, we kind of did, though, because Tyrion asked her if, you hear the bells, please surrender. That means they're surrendering. And all she did was shake her head once and looked at Grey Worm like, Like, she never actually said that she would stop if they surrendered.
Stop the slaughter.
She gave Grey Worm a look like, no, we're not going to stop, motherfucker. We're just going to keep turning.
Yeah, she
didn't
give Grey Worm that look like, yeah, you just keep doing what you do.
Yeah, and
I'm going to
do
what
I do. Yeah.
You know what?
Take this city.
But you know what? This is the only thing that, only reason that, that I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But this is what, this is the only thing that makes me think that it was basically, I didn't like how they, if she was going to go crazy, they should have, that like foreshadowed or showed parts of it where she should have like showed signs of her going crazy.
Well,
because listen, listen,
you
listen.
You just brought up earlier, what was it? What season ago that they kind of predicted this was going to happen?
Yeah, yeah. And the House of the
Snow fall in, but it was ash.
Yeah, and the House of the Undying, episode season two, episode 10. She goes and she's, and she's, when she's looking for her dragons, when the warlock stole her dragon, she goes into the House of the Undying, and then she was having like vision. Not, I don't know if there were visions. I'm sure they were like, I would say they were, I don't know what they're called, but whatever it was, she was in the Red Keep. And the roof was off. It was all burnt off. It looked like King's Landing was destroyed. And there was like, it looked like snow falling. Snow was falling in King's Landing in the throne room.
But
now
ash,
we come to find out that it was ash and she burnt down the city.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? They might have always felt this was the way.
That's how it was going to happen.
This is exactly what was going to happen.
Right.
But they didn't do a good job on building. Like,
it's just rushed. It was a little rushed.
It was rushed, and it just felt wrong.
She's always said from day one, I'll take what is mine with fire and blood.
Yeah.
She believes that the Iron Throne is hers. She believes that 100% that is her birthright to sit on the Iron Throne. And, I mean, some people
believe
that. Well,
Stannis felt the same way, too.
Some people believe
that. Renly felt the same way, too.
Yeah.
The Iron Throne is mine by rights. All that deny that are my foes. Like, that's Stannis. Stannis.
Well,
Stannis Baratheon.
Check, they had more of a claim to the throne than Daenerys did.
Well, she really has no claim to the throne.
I agree.
That's
but
the
some
thing.
People think differently. Like,
she does not have, the Iron Throne is not hers by right. It isn't.
It's not.
It's Jon Snow's,
it's
technically, but if you want to look at it deeply,
it's whoever took
it. It's whoever took it. Like, the Baratheons took the throne.
Right.
Robert Baratheon took the throne from the Targaryen.
Yeah.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what?
Therefore, the Targaryens have no claim to the throne. Just like Ned told Joffrey, the Baratheons took the throne. You're not a Baratheon. Your son has no claim to the throne. Why? Because you're not a Baratheon.
I agree.
That's what it is. So she has no claim to the throne.
I agree.
To be honest with you, you know who's running the throne right now? The Lannisters. Lannisters.
Yeah, because all the Baratheons
thought,
he went to Baratheon children, or so he thought they were his children.
Yeah.
They really weren't his children,
but
so
they
went
weren't.
To the Lannister, and all the Lannister kids are gone, so they went to their mom.
Yeah. No, it didn't go to the mom. She took it.
She took it.
She had no rights to the throne. Once Tommen died, it should have went to, actually, it shouldn't have went to anybody.
She was the only next one in line.
So I mean, she just took it.
Yeah.
She just took it, and that's what she did. The Lannister. Lannister.
So do you think she's going to die in the next episode, Daenerys?
Yes.
Who do you think's going to
kill her? After she slaughtered these innocent folk, after she slaughtered the free folk, not the free folk, but the innocent folks of King's Landing,
that
she has
to protecting.
Go.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to die.
See,
if I go, you got to go. Biggie Smalls.
I just don't know who's going to kill her.
Jon Snow.
Jon
Snow or Arya.
It could be Jon, it could be Arya, it could be Tyrion. It could be any of the three.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Any
because
of the three.
They can't. Well, they if they kill her, I mean, they gotta kill the dragon as well.
Or if, John takes it.
John's not gonna take a dragon if he kills.
You don't think so?
The master?
You don't think so?
I don't think
so. Is this the
dragon
he rode on before?
No, his dragon's dead. He had the green dragon. There was a green, red, and blue dragon. Drogon is the dragon that she rides. That was the biggest dragon they had.
Yeah. Lannister. I don't know. Everyone's online talking about, oh my god, Arya and the source. Now, Arya is fucking wakes up out of a pile of ash and burning bodies.
Yo, Arya survived like 10
times. And there's nothing. Yeah, there's nobody alive. Nothing but burning bodies and ash. And all of a sudden, this white horse comes
out
of nowhere.
Here you go. My little pony.
Yeah.
Yo, let's laugh about that. What the hell? Is this the light right here?
Everyone thinks
I'm laughing about that.
High, like, significant.
Hell yeah. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, really? Here comes a fucking horse out of the blue? My little pony.
Arya and the horse are the only thing that aren't dead. And that whole pile of King's Landing ash.
Fire and blood.
Yeah.
And the only thing that survives is a horse. A white horse that comes out of nowhere.
So,
comes out of a white horse that comes from Gene Alley.
So what do you think is going to happen in the next episode? The last and final episode.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go there. Hold on. We'll get there. I want to talk about the fact that... All right, let me ask you this. Do you think that it was a proper... Now, let's think about this. Cersei has been in the show since episode one, season one. Jaime Lannister has been in any episode in the show. Episode one, season one. Okay? Now, there's not many of them guys left. So you're trying to tell me the way you're going to kill Cersei Lannister and Jaime Lannister is a roof falling on them?
Not just a roof, the whole building collapsed on them.
No.
But they died together. I think that was
significant.
They went together.
No.
How would you have wanted them to die?
No. Cersei should have died in another brutal way. She blew up the church. She killed this guy. She killed that person. She is an abomination who deserves a Joffrey Baratheon / Lannister type of death. He choked on his... He was poisoned and choked.
But Jaime didn't, though.
Listen. Jaime didn't, but once he fucking went back to her, he did. He did.
And then Tyrion realized...
He fucked Brienne.
He took her virginity
and left
her. Yeah. Typical
he
male.
He hit it and quit it?
Typical male.
Oh, wow.
Typical man.
Wow. No,
you can't.
No.
It is typical of a lot of men, but not all men.
What the fuck?
And he went back to his love. And then all of a sudden, Tyrion, who's like hated Cersei the whole time, is trying to help Jaime to help her escape.
When's the last time you met a fucking, we'll say Brienne's fucking 36? When's the last time you met a 36-year-old knight who's still a virgin?
In this day and age?
Like, come on.
You're lucky they're still a virgin at 12 and 13. In this era.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, what the hell? He fucked her and then he left.
Yeah.
Wow. This is another thing that I didn't like. Okay. Who left first? Arya and the Hound or Jaime Lannister?
Arya and the Hound.
Now, when Arya and the Hound left, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did Jaime leave?
Shortly after?
No.
When did
Jaime got the raven that Daenerys lost once by the time she got the Dragonstone that she, Euron killed a dragon and destroyed Daenerys' fleet and executed Missandei.
That's when he was scared. He knew she was really going
to
get killed.
That's when Jaime decided to go to King's Landing. Arya and the Hound were already gone, like, fucking in a fortnight. Like, they were gone, like, a month before.
I think
okay?
that's when it finally hit him, like, oh, wow. They're really going to kill her. Like, she's going to die.
But listen.
My love, my Cersei.
This is the problem I have with it. The time jumps. Like, you sent Hound and Arya to King's Landing. So they're
John
going to King's Landing.
Gone.
And Daenerys and them left after them, okay? Mm-hmm. They left after them. John they go Snow after them. Too. And then Jon Snow goes. Now they're at Dragonstone, okay? Jon Snow marching to King's Landing. Daenerys makes it to Dragonstone, gets her dragon killed. Okay. Jaime, then a raven comes from Dragonstone, and Dragonstone's right across the street from King's Landing, so I get it. So they send a raven back to Dragonstone saying, hey, Daenerys lost the dragon and her ships and this and that. They captured Missandei. Okay. Now, remember, Arya and the Hound are in front of Jon and his army.
Right.
Then they go. All right. So when they show up again, so when next time you see Jon, so next time you see Arya and the Hound, they're acting like the Jon's army was there before them. Remember they said, I don't like crowds. So they were marching ahead of the army.
Right.
So, but next time you see them, they're with the army, asking the army, because the army's there in front of them, because they're riding up and asking the army for permission to enter the fucking camp.
Right.
What the fuck? All right, gets even better. So after that, after we see the Hound and Arya leave, months before Jaime, they actually go into King's Landing almost at the same time. They're right behind him. It's ridiculous, man.
They definitely rushed the season.
It's ridiculous, man.
I can't wait till they finally do come out with the book so I can read them and find out what really happened. And
it's ridiculous.
Because there's a lot of stuff that I'm sure was left out, missed, and I guarantee the book is way better than the show.
So oh, God.
I hope they finally do release the book soon.
Oh, God.
They could have made this season unforgettable. You hear people online talking about how they're hate watching it.
It's ridiculous now.
Almost, they love the show, but they hate the way it's going with it, so they're hate watching it. And I wouldn't say I'm hate watching it. I still like it. I just feel like they're rushing it.
All right. A couple more things I have to pick with it. Now, so you're trying to tell me they built up the Night King to be this big bad, okay? He was the big bad guy. He was the Thanos of the fucking Westeros.
Right.
Right? And then only person that had any connections with the Night King was who? Bran?
Yeah.
Bran went to train to go against him. From the previous Three-Eyed Raven, Jojen Reed and Mira, they helped him. Hodor, everybody. He was basically training since he fell out that window,
right.
To go against the Night King. Okay, Jon Snow was basically doing the same thing. They basically, he seen him. I saw with that Cresta. He's giving his boys to the White Walkers. I saw what took that child, like. I told Luke, Commander Mormont, and he already knew. I'm here to fight for the side that fights for the living. Okay, Jon Snow knew all this, okay? They build up Jon Snow against the White Walkers from season fucking two.
Right.
They connect Bran and the White Walkers in season one. Right. When Ned chops that dude's head off, Bran talks about
him. Father. I think it would have been.
He said he saw White Walkers. Was he telling the truth? He's talking about White Walkers from the Rip. Okay, John and Bran. John and Bran were connected to the Night King. Arya had nothing to do with it. It was whack. Okay, it was whack.
I think it just would have been too predictable for them to have John.
Predictable or not. I don't care if it's predictable or not. As long as it's done right, it doesn't matter. If you do something right, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to throw that wow factor in there.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Everybody expected Jon Snow to. That's why I kind of don't think Jon Snow's going to be the one on the throne because everybody expects him to be there.
I don't think Jon Snow's going to be on the throne.
I've been seeing online like Sansa. Now, because remember, before Daenerys killed Varys, he wrote a letter.
Yeah.
And we don't know whatever happened to that. Like, he put it in a bowl and put his ring on top of it, and who knows if it's
He burnt the one letter. He burnt the one letter.
Yeah.
I guess
that comes from some kind of meister magic or something.
I guess he sent the other letters out.
To let them know.
That he sent them out to the Seven Kingdoms that Jon is the true heir of fucking.
He's Aegon Targaryen. Yeah.
Rhaegar Targaryen, and Lyanna Stark.
Yeah.
So
he's Aegon Targaryen. So you think that some of the other like the some other realms are gonna come?
Maybe
King's Landing.
I don't know. I think that's what they might do. I don't know what they're gonna do because
they're not really.
What they're doing right now is they're doing shock value bullshit,
right.
And it doesn't
just
work.
Just trying
for
to
me.
Change it up from what you expect to happen.
Yeah, which is stupid. It's stupid. Why do that? Just do your job.
So I guess they don't want it to
job.
Be predictable.
Who cares if it's predictable?
Because Game of Thrones
has
never been predictable.
You know what's
predictable?
Yeah, it has been.
I
you know
don't
what was predictable?
So.
Jon Snow fighting fucking the Wildlings at the Wall. Jon Snow not really leaving the Night's Watch and joining the Wildlings. It was predictable because we knew he wasn't really doing it. But who cares? It was done properly, so it worked. Who cares if it's predictable? Just doing stuff for shock value is not the way that this show is. And I think they got it wrong. I think Ned Stark getting his head cut off wasn't shock value. Ned Stark getting his head cut off was the furthest story, and it was time for Ned to go.
But you figure at that point they were following the book. There is no book
that's,
for them to
and
follow
And that's exactly
now.
What I'm talking about.
Yes.
They're lost.
They, were following
with,
an
they are lost without the books.
So they're
they
making
are
it
lost
up.
Without the books, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It's not working.
They're making too many
bad decisions. Arya killing. I'm telling you, you might not like it, but Arya killing the Night King is ridiculous.
No,
you know
I
what
mean,
else is
I
ridiculous?
What you're saying.
The fucking mountain. Taking a knife to the fucking skull.
Yeah. They made him, like, unkillable.
What the fuck is
and
that?
And you know another part, like, when the mountain and Cersei were standing on the steps, and Cersei's like, no! What's his name? Gregor, or no, what's his brother's name?
What, mountain?
Yeah.
The hound?
The mountain.
What about the mountain?
What's his name?
The mountain.
Did she say, no, mountain, don't leave me?
Sir Gregor? Yeah, Sir Gregor Clegane.
Yeah,
Sir Gregor Clegane.
Yeah,
and the hound is Sandor Clegane.
Yeah, so then they sit there and he takes his helmet off or whatever. I don't know what he did. And she runs down the steps and the hound just looks at her like, you've been fam with Arya this whole time. And the whole time she talked about
killing
Cersei.
Why didn't he kill her for
Cersei.
Him? Yeah.
And he just watched her walk down the steps when he easily could have just stabbed her for
killed
Arya.
Killed her for Arya.
When he
after
knows,
he just stopped her from coming up there to kill her.
Right. He just sent her away, like, and then now all of a sudden Tyrion likes his sister and wants her to escape. Well, I guess he doesn't
like,
want her
to
die.
Save her. He fucking tried to save Jamie. Go save her.
Yeah.
Don't live
Sneak
the life
out
over her.
The
oh, God.
Sneak her out through the tunnels. He hated Cersei. Hated her. Now all of a sudden he don't want her to die.
Yeah, ridiculous. Now, how the fuck is the mountain going to take a fucking spear to the chest?
Because if you think about it, we really didn't see them die either.
Who?
We didn't really see them die either.
Who?
They saw the hound and the mountain.
Yeah,
sure they're dead.
Well, the hound and the mountain are not Cersei fucking Lannister and Jaime.
Yeah.
Like, really? You cannot do it. It's poor, piss poor writing and effort.
Maybe
like,
they
it
should
is
have
pathetic.
Consulted with George R. R. Martin.
No, I don't care who they consulted with.
They consulted with him and see which way he was going with the book.
I would have took them just taking a knife to the fucking gut
killing
by
each
fucking
other.
Urine or killing each other.
Killing
like,
each
so
other or something. Like,
stupid.
Oh, if you're going to die, I'm going to die. Let's go together.
Oh, like, it's awful,
yeah.
awful,
They're
awful.
They're going to get buried by the right
awful,
people.
Awful, awful, awful.
So,
you
I mean,
cannot do
Arya
that.
Arya was under a pile of rubble and she climbed her way out. So for all we know, they're going to climb their way out too.
Yeah, Arya looked like she got killed like 5 different times.
She kind of did, yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
And then the funny part was the Euron when he's like, I killed Jaime Lannister.
I'm the man who killed Jaime Lannister.
I'm the man who killed Jaime Lannister. That was pretty funny.
I'm the man who killed Jaime Lannister.
Yeah.
He's like falling, like dying, smiling.
The guy from the Gold Coast that was running. And the horses are coming behind him. And then he just falls like, Grey Worm.
Hey.
Sword to his chest.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Fucking Grey Worm.
Grey Worm's gonna die. I think Tyrion's gonna die too.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm trying to think about this. Now, if I could...
They're not really showing
he almost
any
has to
though.
Because he allowed his brother to escape. But I don't want to see Tyrion die.
But Daenerys doesn't know that, though.
Not yet, but she's going to figure it out. And she's going to figure
so?
It out soon. I do not want Tyrion
after all
to die.
That burning, and because she didn't care if she was burning her people or she was burning... What is Cersei's people called? The gold...
Cersei had sellswords. I know that. Let's just say
Cersei.
Oh, the Golden Company.
Daenerys didn't care whether she was burning her people or she was burning Cersei's people. She was just riding around on her dragon, burning everything in sight. And then the preview at the end of the episode for this Sunday's episode was Daenerys standing there with thousands of people, of her people, clapping. Bitch, you didn't even have that much army to start with.
Yep.
You had like 20 people when Cersei pushed Missandei off the thing. You had 20 people. Now you have thousands of army left that didn't get killed in the fire. Come on.
Yep. That's your girl.
No, I've never liked Daenerys. I never thought she would be a good queen. I never did. The only way I would think that she would be a good queen is if her and Jon did it together. Because for some reason, he, like, makes her more normal.
What?
Makes her think in a more normal way. Not as...
But does he?
Not
does
as...
Jon Snow, like...
Vicious or...
Ground her? Like, basically
yeah.
Make her...
It kind of seemed like he was. And then after she threatened him and told him not to tell his sister, he told his sister, and she's like, I told you what would happen if you told your sister.
Like, she's... What a fucking bimbo. Like, why?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I've never... I mean, I know there's mad Daenerys lovers out there in this world. I've never been one of them.
Yeah, right. You got a Daenerys tattoo.
Yeah, right.
Can I have some of it?
Yeah, right. Never. I don't know why. There's just something about her from the beginning that just rubbed me the wrong way, and I've just never been a fan of her.
Yeah. Me personally, I can't fuck with her.
Never have I ever.
Can't fuck with her.
But who do you think's gonna sit on the Iron Throne?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What'd you say?
Who do you think's gonna sit on the Iron Throne?
Hold on. Give me some.
You think it's gonna be Jon?
Hold on.
It's hard to predict at this point. I wouldn't be shocked if they put Arya on the throne.
Hell no.
I mean,
you know what? That wouldn't be so far fetched because they fucking love Arya's. Tits.
Yeah.
It'll suck Arya's tits.
It's like, I think Jon should be the one that kills Daenerys.
I think Jon's going to kill Daenerys.
I think Jon should kill Daenerys, and I think Jon should be the one ultimately, in the end, to sit on the throne. But I highly doubt it's going to turn out that way. I don't know what to expect. It's sad that it's ending. It sucks that this is the last and final episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, really does suck. That's over with, man.
Yeah, they're calling for a prequel, but it's still not Game of Thrones. Still not Game of Thrones at all.
I can't fathom who's gonna be on the Iron Throne.
And then you're so mad about Sansa betraying Jon.
Well, Sansa's a fucking bimbo.
That really bothered you. This
it really makes me sick. Like, you don't like, you have no problem with that?
It's not that I don't have a problem with
really?
It. I mean, I kind of see, you don't...
What?
You don't think that Daenerys was going
to
kill Jon anyway? Once she found out that he was Aegon Targaryen? She needed him to help her take out Cersei, but I think once she took out Cersei,
he was
a goner. Anyway, I think she was going to kill him anyway.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, hell no.
I think she would have killed him anyway.
So you think this bitch is gonna kill fucking.
I think
John
that was
Snow.
Her plan. Yeah, I think that was
kill
her plan.
Kill Jon Snow.
Especially now, I think she's gonna try. Especially now that she knows that he told his sisters after she threatened him not to. He knows that he told his sisters. I think she definitely is gone through. She's like a jealous person, and she's not gonna leave him laying hanging around when she knows. He's the true, so they say, the true one to sit on
the
that.
True heir
to
the Iron Throne?
The true heir to
the
Iron
Throne is mine, by rights. Yes. All who deny that are my foes.
And the people follow him. And, like, yeah, people follow him. They follow him out of love and respect.
They love Jon Snow.
They follow her out of fear.
All right, we'll say this. All right, now, I have a question for you. Now, if you can pick any one person, dead or alive, in this show, all right, dead or alive,
mm-hmm.
who do you think would have been the best king, queen, period? Like, out of anybody that's dead or
Ned
alive.
Stark.
Ned Stark?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ned Stark?
I'd say either Ned Stark or Lady Stark. I think
Lady
either one
Stark.
Of them. Yeah.
She wasn't even on my radar.
No?
I'm going with, hold up, drum roll please. Really Baratheon.
Oh, I know. You're always a really
Baratheon. He would have been the best king in Westeros.
He
had 100,000 men before he was fucking assassinated by Stannis and blood magic. 100,000 men.
I didn't like that either.
Renly had the backing of the Tyrells. Renly would have been the best king.
People.
He was beloved by the people. He knew the people.
Yeah.
Renly was the best option for the job.
Yeah, and then once Renly was killed, you were a Stannis fan. Until he killed his daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Until Stannis did this fucking idiotic shit.
Yeah. Then he went to Robb Stark.
Robb Stark. Wow, it was like Robb Stark. So, yeah. So who are you going with? Who's your final answer?
I would say Ned Stark.
Ned?
Yeah.
Hell no.
You don't think he would have been?
Hell no. Ned couldn't be the king.
No? Why not?
He don't got it in him.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. He was Robert Baratheon's
hand of the king. All right. Are we all going to be in agreement right here? I'm saying that Hands of the king don't last long.
Oh, of course.
And really don't even matter.
Of course.
Yeah. Come on. Hands of the king suck. What about Stannis?
Of course. I agree. Renly probably would have been a good ruler.
I'm going with Renly. Team Renly. Team Renly. Team Renly. Team Renly.
You're always a Renly lover.
Yo. Team Renly. God.
You're always a Renly lover.
All right, so your final answer is who? I got Renly. You got who?
I would say Ned Stark.
Ned Stark?
Yeah.
Lord Stark?
Or no, I'm changing it. The Lady Stark. I think Lady Stark would have been a better
ruler. Yeah, you know what? Lady Stark was an awesome character. I really liked her.
Yeah. And, I mean, everything she said was right.
If Robb Stark listened to his mother, things would have been different.
Right.
If
he would still be alive.
I told you never trust the Greyjoy. Yes.
He'd still be alive.
I love Lady Stark.
Yeah.
I love me some Lady Stark.
That was sad when they killed her.
Awful.
That was like one of the saddest episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I almost had a tear rolling down her face. Like, Lady Stark is dead. And then they were supposed to bring her back as Lady Stormheart.
Yeah, but they never did.
They never did because they didn't have enough time in the show.
Yeah, they had time. They
cut out a lot of parts. Like, because I read the books. The first, the books that are out, what are those, 5 or 6 books? I read all those books, and there's so much stuff in the books that they left out of the shows that would have been better scenes than what they did put in.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. They just really.
And even in the scenes that they did put in, they just left out so much stuff that would have made that scene better.
Yeah. All right. Now, my last question, how I feel. How do you feel? Don't ask me. Not my opinion. How do you feel it's going to end? How do you feel it's going to end? Who lives, who dies? Give me 3 people who live and the 3 people who die.
I think Jon, Arya, and Sansa are gonna live.
Jon, Arya, and Sansa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Tyrion, Grey Worm, and Davos are gonna die.
Do you think Davos is gonna die?
Yeah.
The Onion Knight.
Yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know. That better not kill Davos. Davos is a sweetheart.
I don't know. Kev Sean, he's gonna be with John, like.
Okay. Alright. Well, alright, so give me
your three. I think Grey Worm is gonna tell.
Give me your three deaths.
It's gonna be Grey Worm, Davos, and
Grey Worm, Davos, and who else?
Tyrion. Yeah, because I think Grey Worm is going to go tell Daenerys that Jon and Davos were stopping the army from killing them. Yeah.
He wasn't fighting all the way.
Yeah, he was stopping his people from killing the Lannister army. And Daenerys is going to feel some type of way. And she's going to get Dracarys.
Dracarys.
And burn Davos, too.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know. He's got to burn him, but.
All right, this is my death predictions. Daenerys.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Daenerys. Okay.
Daenerys. All right, I got Daenerys. Shit.
I mean, I don't know who's left aside from.
Maester Luwin!
I'm going to change mine. Yeah, because Sansa's not even in the King's Landing, so I'm going to keep Sansa out of it. She's not in King's Landing, so of course she's going to live. I'm going to put Davos, Jon, and Arya are going to live. Daenerys, Grey Worm, and Tyrion are going to die. I forgot about Daenerys. I don't know how I could have, but.
I got Daenerys, Tyrion, and Jon Snow.
You
all
think Jon's going to die?
All of them.
Yeah?
Yep.
You think they're going to kill each other?
Something's going to happen. Daenerys, Jon Snow, and Tyrion, all dead.
And who's gonna live?
Arya.
I don't know who's left at this point. Like,
hold on, I'm trying to think. Let me think. I just need one more. I gave you Daenerys.
Jon.
And Tyrion.
Are dead. Who's gonna live? You said Arya. You need two more that are gonna live.
Arya, Bran, and the Onion Knight.
Yeah, of course Bran's gonna live.
All right.
Little punk ass. You should have sacrificed him and gave him to the Night King. But yeah, that's our
sacrifice him to the fucking Night King.
Yeah, they should have. They saved that whole army. Like here, like kill hundreds of innocent people. They should have just gave Bran over. Like here, take him and leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
So they destroyed Winterfell. Is destroyed by the Night King. Daenerys destroyed King's Landing. The wall's melted.
Yeah, but you don't need the wall anymore because
there's no yet.
You don't need the wall anymore because
there's no Night King and Walkers
anymore.
There's
no more Night King. There's no more White Walkers. There's no more. There's no more. What's this shit called?
Walkers.
There's no more Night's Watch.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any more Night's Watch. For what? It makes no sense. Right? Like,
yeah, the Night's Watch is only protecting the realm from White Walkers.
So plump little lords can sleep well at night. That's what the Night's Watch was about. Yeah. You think I'm plumped?
You crazy.
You think I'm plumped? Plump.
<Mm-mm-mm>.
But I don't know. What else do you got? What else you got for this Game of Thrones episode?
That's all I got. I mean, I don't know really what to predict for the next episode because they're not really showing many previews. So it's hard to, especially the way the season's gone so far, it's hard to predict or guess what's coming. What you think is coming is probably not going to happen.
I mean, I guess maybe.
What if they have fucking Varys send a letter to all the other realms about Jon and Sansa heads there, and Sansa's the one that kills Daenerys.
I could see that. Yeah.
Sansa hates herself some Daenerys. But Daenerys is a wuss. She's not a fighter either. She don't have Jorah. All she has is Grey Worm left.
I hate fucking
After
Sansa.
After she sacrificed Jorah in front of her.
All right, how about this? Is the dragon going to die?
I don't know.
Has to. If Daenerys is going to die, the dragon has to die.
I feel like the dragon, if they were going to kill the dragon, then Euron in his fleet would have done it. Who else is going to kill the dragon?
I don't know. Somebody's got to kill the dragon.
I think Jon's going to...
Unleash the dragon.
Jon's going to be riding
it. So you think he's going to kill her and take her dragon?
Why not? He was riding around on a dragon already. Yeah.
I saw him on top of that thing.
Yeah. I think
we all did.
Kill her and take her dragon.
I do not know.
Yeah, it's hard to predict what's going to happen. Anything else you're not happy with that's happened so far?
Let's see. There's quite a few things. Like, I just don't like the fact that Jamie fucking banged Brienne.
I know, I don't like
off.
That either.
I don't like it.
Well, maybe she'll end up with, who is that guy? Beric Dondarrion, not Beric Dondarrion.
Beric's dead.
Tormund.
Giant Bane.
Maybe she'll end up with Tormund, because he's, like, in love with her anyway. So, maybe they'll get Brienne a happily ever after with Tormund.
I hope she does get a happy ever after, but... For the fact that she had to fucking...
Oh, you know what? And that's another thing I don't like. That now all of a sudden, before...
My father.
Bastards couldn't rule realms or
anything.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Now they can. Did they get Bronn?
Bronn is not a bastard.
There's one bastard that they gave...
Gendry. Gendry! His name is Gendry! The Night's Watch! Heading north.
Who else? There's somebody else too.
How much time are you on?
I thought there was somebody else too. Maybe not. Oh, they made Brienne a knight.
I was cool with that. I thought she was gonna die.
But all of a sudden, for six seasons, it was if you were a bastard, you weren't allowed to rule anything. You couldn't have any powers or nothing. And then all of a sudden, it changes to where.
Well, she only just made him Gendry Baratheon. Because she wanted his allegiance.
Right, yes. That's all, yeah. She did it for her own selfish reasons.
But we'll see. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. Anything else you got to say?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right, well, let's hit the Game of Thrones soundtrack.
And let's end it.
We'll see what happens. And we'll get back to you guys. I let that rock. Thank you.